when you look at, like, you're a kid, you're growing up, you're playing hockey, I would imagine you have a lot of things in your head, a lot of dreams. Getting drafted is one, Stanley Cup is another, maybe Team Canada. Where is playing in the All-Star game? Where is part of being part of All-Star Weekend as you're growing up as a young hockey player in the GTHL?
It's definitely up there. I mean, probably top three, I'd say, around Stanley Cup, getting drafted, and then making it here. So something that as a kid you grew up watching all the guys competing and just really looking like they're having a blast, and super honored to be a part of it now.
Something that fascinates me is the, you know, you've played with a couple of dynamic centers here in Toronto, and I just was curious what the difference is playing with Matthews versus Tavares, how it changes how you feel like you approach each game and have to play.
I mean, it doesn't really feel like a change at all. Both guys are very skilled. Both guys got very good shots and see the ice very well. So I don't really think it changes too much with either of them. You know what you're getting out of both guys, and you know you're getting 100% effort every game. So for me, it's just going in and just playing my game and knowing that nothing's really changing.
So you're currently in St. Louis at the All-Star game. Take us into the process. Like, do you know what event you're doing? Do you get to choose? Do they give you a choice sometimes like they do in junior, or you just show up and do what they tell you to do?
Yeah, I kind of just got emailed something a couple days ago about what event I was doing, and I think they tweeted out. It's the new shooting one from the stand, so we'll see how it goes. See how I do. But
how do you practice for that?
I don't know. We went and gave it a shot yesterday, just from where the actual mark was and where everything's, I guess, really sitting in the stands. And it's weird. I mean, you're elevated. You don't know really how much power to put into it or anything, but we'll see how it goes. And hopefully just don't embarrass myself.
That's the story of my career, Mitch. It's skills. Competition is always at the forefront in the game itself. This is a skills weekend, skills on display. We were talking before you came on about, you know, some of the non-sexy skills that a winger has to have in his bag of tricks. And Justin was making the point that, you know, coaches love it and fans look at it and go, well, what's the big deal? And that's something like, you know, taking pucks off the wall and getting an easy zone exit. You're a really highly skilled player, as we all know. But what would you say the most boring but important skill a winger has in the NHL? We all know about the zone entries and the dekes and the shots and all that, but what do you think the most boring but important skill to have is as a winger?
That's hard. I mean, I think it's hard when teams start rolling around in your O-zone with defense going everywhere, and I think that's when wingers really get confused. So I would say maybe just like, you know, when stuff's not going right or if it's a long shift, something like that, just going and holding the middle and, sometimes that ends up giving up a shot from the point that you sometimes have to try and get in front of and eat. I'd say that's probably one of the boring ones. Just sometimes it's better just to be safe and get back into the middle and just hold your spot and kind of just wait for the play to end.
Yeah, that's a part of being a good defensive winger and obviously something you excel at. Another point of interest for me is just being in Toronto here and knowing the madness of the market. I'm sure growing up that playing for the Maple Leafs was something that you really wanted to do. What is different about playing in Toronto now that you've done it for a few years than you thought it would be when you were a kid?
I don't think there's too much. I guess the only really difference is now I'm at the front of it. When I was growing up, you would always kind of first thing you do in the morning was go and eat breakfast downstairs and turn the TV on to TSN or SportsCenter or anything and really watch highlights. And I think you always read and saw about the Maple Leafs, but now being at the front of it all, you really see how much they're eyed in Toronto, eyed in Ontario, and that anything you really do, it's not hidden.
Your former line mate, Matthew Tkachuk, is participating in the event this weekend also. It's a big event for the whole entire family. Have you had a chance to hang out with him or speak to him about the significance of the weekend?
Yeah, I've seen him a couple times. I think we're just both really excited. It's obviously it's an exciting time for him being back in St. Louis where he grew up and being able to be here with his family and his brother. So, I mean, I think just for all of us, it's just it's an honor to be here. It's going to be fun. I'm trying to figure out what to do in St. Louis. So I've asked him a couple things on what I'm supposed to do in the city today, but it's going to be fun. I think we're all excited. We're we're excited and nervous all about this little shooting thing tonight, and we'll see how it goes.
Should be a lot of fun to watch. We'll close on this question. And Patrick Kane just had his number 88 retired by your former junior team, the London Knights. And, you know, Patrick Kane is sort of leading the charge, and you're one of them as well, of a unique new position in the NHL that we haven't really seen before a whole lot, and that's the playmaking winger. I know you've played some center in your background growing up as well, and maybe that makes that easier. But I'm curious, and as we try to define what a winger does and what a center does, and good luck trying to define what a defenseman does in 2020, but in your mind, what does a winger do in the NHL now? Because the definitions are changing every day.
Yeah, I mean, I think it can really depend on anything. I mean, I think for wingers, I think you see more now of defensive wingers as well, or two-way wingers that, you know, really developed throughout the league. And, you know, Mark Stone being the kind of lead guy in that, and seeing what he's done the last couple of years in takeaways and kind of just with his stick, he's been amazing at that. So I think really, you know, the winger role is involved into being something bigger than, you know, just kind of that guy that goes up and down the wing that can shoot, that, you know, kind of was that power forward guy that was kind of hitting that puck deep and hitting guys. And I think it's really developed a lot now into a skilled guy and a playmaker or a goal scorer or really anything. So I think kind of now in wingers' minds, it's not just about doing that up and down ice. It's covering all zones, making sure you're covering for your sentiment if need be. And I think everyone's kind of taking a bigger role with that.
Not a table hockey position anymore. Mitch, thanks so much for stopping by. Whatever this thing ends up being, we're going to watch. We're really curious. Have fun with it, okay?
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.